Stuff the Buses United Way of Greater Chattanooga's program to gather school supplies for teachers in the Hamilton County school system in order to stock their classrooms. I spoke with Kelly Knave of United Way to find out how you can get involved with Stuff the Bus. Every child needs supplies at school, and often teachers provide classroom supplies at their own expense. This is the fourth year that United Way of Greater Chattanooga has championed a regional program to gather donated school supplies to Stuff the Bus.
Last year, we collected more than $42,000 in school supplies to donate to the Hamilton County PTA's Teacher Supply Depot.
You have boxes at different places around town, and you'll have a day at the Chattanooga Market, and there's just all these opportunities for people to purchase school supplies of any kind. Notebook paper, pens, pencils, those little protractors that are only used in school for the most part, and whiteboard markers, just about anything you can think of a teacher or a student might need in the course of an entire school year. And then you donate it to United Way of Greater Chattanooga.
That's right. We're about education. We know kids, we're trying to get them ready to start school prepared, not just intellectually or in terms of their literacy skills, but also they actually need supplies. At the same time, we know the average teacher spends about $1,200 of their own money on school supplies every year. So we're trying to help that, and we were lucky enough to partner with the Hamilton County PTA with their Teacher Supply Depot. So, you know, we're really good at partnering with organizations, with creating the awareness. We know what the need is. We know how to focus on that in order to help our children succeed in school and build stronger and healthier communities. So we do that end, and then we give everything that all of our generous donors collect. We give all of that to the Teacher Supply Depot, and then they distribute it through public school teachers in the Hamilton County area.
There are always some children that don't have the backpack. They don't have the basic things they need. There is always a need for hand sanitizer and Kleenex in a classroom, tissues for those snotty little noses that get together at the beginning of every year. Those are the kind of things that teachers tend to buy out of their pocket. If you have one or two students in your classroom that are the only students without a backpack to take those assignments to and from home, then the teacher will usually put the bill out of her pocket to buy those backpacks so that those children are not excluded from some of the activities that do require communicating with home. People giving to Stuff the Bus helps the teacher be able to focus more on teaching than supplying goods for her students.
If people go to our website, www.liveunitedchattanooga.org, they will see our big Stuff the Bus banner on the front page. They just click on it, and it will take them to our Stuff the Bus page. We have teacher supply lists that they can download. We actually have a link on there to the Hamilton County Department of Education for their list of student needs school by school. And, you know, of course, the way we're focusing on this is through the teacher. But some of the greatest needs that teachers have, and you just said a few of hand sanitizers, the sanitary wipes, they need paper. They need composition books, they need ring-bound notebooks, they need loose-leaf lined paper, and they need lots of packages of just plain old 8.5 by 11 white printing paper. That's one of the greatest needs they have of all. But then, of course, always markers, Crayola crayons, things of that nature, construction paper, scissors, glue. Those are some of the types of things that they need on a regular basis. But, you know, that's one of the things they, teachers, if they're a Hamilton County public school teacher, they can become a member of the Hamilton County PTA for just $5 or $10. And then as long as they're a member, they get to go to the Teacher Supply Depot, which opens on certain days, and shop and get the supplies they need.
Now, these are provided free of charge to the teachers that are members, and they, in turn, can take them back to their classroom. And, you know, those reams of copy paper are vitally important because each classroom is now responsible for their own funding in terms of providing that paper to get those printouts. You know, everyone who's ever been to school remembers all those printouts, the puzzle pages, the homework pages, the tests, everything has to be printed out. And it's been a long time since we had those mimeographs with the ink that they could spin out. It has to go through a copy machine nowadays. And that paper will definitely help.
Oh, that paper definitely helps. And you're right. Many schools are having to essentially raise their own funds, provide their own supplies separate from the funding they get from the local municipalities. One of the great things about Stuff the Bus is we have so many partners that want to join us and want to help with this. And because of that, there are so many places people can drop off their supplies. They can drop off their supplies at any Walgreens. They can drop off their supplies or even purchase supplies at either Walgreens or Publix. Publix is going to be doing a big drive also. Chattanooga Office Supply, they can drop off their supplies there. Comcast, they can drop off their supplies there. They can drop off their supplies at United Way. They can call the Hamilton County PTA and make arrangements to drop their stuff off at the Teacher Supply Depot also. We're going to be collecting supplies at the evening game at the Lookouts on August 8th. On Saturday, July 20th, we're going to be collecting supplies at Brew House. They're going to be doing a big drive for us. And there are more people who are more organizations that are coming on board. And we just found out recently there's so many churches that are now doing Stuff the Bus drives to donate supplies for us. So, you know, United Way's lucky. We've really been able to work really well with these faith-based organizations, and we have a good relationship with them, and they're really coming together to help us with this issue in terms of education and helping teachers and students.
Last year on the Stuff the Bus Day at the Chattanooga Market, some corporations came together with their employees donating things and came to drop them off so they could literally stuff a school bus that was there.
That's right. On August 18th, which is Live United Day at the Chattanooga Market, we will also be doing a collection. And we had many companies, some even came in caravans, to drop off materials. Of course, Publix came and dropped off. Walgreens came and dropped off. Comcast came and dropped off. I believe Allied Physical Therapy came and dropped off. Hutchison and McCullough came and dropped off. You know, several accounting firms. We just had a lot of people who came and dropped off supplies for the organization.
It was really fun watching that bus literally fill up.
Fill up. It was. It was great. And it's good knowing that those school supplies are going to go to teachers in our public schools and that they in turn are going to use those to help our kids succeed in school, get a better education, which in turn is going to help them have a better life later on.
Look for Stuff the Bus collection boxes in your local stores. And if you can't find one, talk to your employer about setting up a Stuff the Bus campaign at your business. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more details about gathering supplies for public schools through Stuff the Bus with United Way of Greater Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.